1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Thousands more auto workers went on strike this morning. Jeff Gilbert has details from Detroit affiliate WWJ.
By taking out 6,800 workers at Stellantis Sterling Heights Assembly Plant, the UAW is going after the company's most profitable products, Ram pickups. This is the first plant taken down in nearly 2 weeks. Back then, the union hit Ford's profitable Kentucky truck plant. This now puts more than 40,000 UAW members on strike.
On Alaska Airlines, flight last night from Seattle to San Francisco was diverted to Portland, Oregon after a pilot in a jump seat, quote, tried to shut the engines down and crash the airplane.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit. He doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's the dude.
That's audio from Live ATC. Alaska Airlines says no weapons were involved. Overseas, an Israeli commando says he's ready if ground troops are ordered into Gaza.
War means loss. We will do all we can to protect our country.
The U.S. has urged a delay in any major ground action to allow time for efforts to free hostages held by Hamas. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports there's been no let-up from the air.
Israel's strikes continued across Gaza. And while desperately needed aid started to trickle in, the United Nations estimates the Palestinian territory needs at least 100 trucks a day to meet the most basic needs. In the north, the Israeli military has again told residents to evacuate ahead of its looming ground invasion. But as Israel continues to pound targets across Gaza, nowhere, it seems, is safe.
In Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports on another week where House Republicans will look to pick a speaker.
There are 9 new candidates to be the next Speaker of the House, all of them men, 7 of them members of the Conservative Republican Study Committee, and all but 2 voted to decertify the 2020 elections. One of the candidates, Tom Emmer of Minnesota, is endorsed by Kevin McCarthy, but he voted to certify the election, which could run afoul of Trump supporters in Congress.
The Orlando City Council today considers a move to buy the Pulse nightclub property where 49 people were killed in a mass shooting 7 years ago for $2 million. Mayor Buddy Dyer says the plan is to build a memorial.
We've had a lot of family members and others who have made it very clear that the most appropriate place to honor the victims is on that site, and we found it necessary to step in.
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 23 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen Thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen Thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Suicide and Crisis Lifeline receives $17 million in federal funds to expand services. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline Service answers 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline calls, texts, and chats from Wisconsin-based phone numbers and locations. These funds will be used to create more jobs within the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline workforce, build connections with organizations that serve those experiencing mental health or substance use emergencies, and raise statewide awareness of the service.
There will be a public hearing in Wisconsin Rapids today on childhood obesity. The speakers' task force will discuss the tours happening around the state. At 1:30, the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin will discuss their program, We're All Moving. This is a collaborative project working toward lowering obesity rates within the Menominee Nation. That's at the River Block Auditorium in room 206 at 1:30 today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A brighter day with mostly sunny skies across the state. Winds are out of the northwest, breezy, and gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. This is keeping highs crisp and cool into the northeast, with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Meanwhile, central portions of the state will strike the low to mid 50s. There will be a few 60s southwest along the Mississippi. Now, we do have a low pressure system that's headed our way by tonight. As it slides across the state, it's bringing light rain along with it that may linger into tomorrow afternoon, especially for eastern areas. Only a tenth of an inch of rain is expected. Tomorrow, highs will range from the low 40s in the Northwoods to the low 50s at the state line, and by Sunday, more sunshine and a bit warmer, highs hitting the low 50s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Badgers women's volleyball team wins again. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in Madison, the Badgers women's volleyball team beat Ohio State in three straight sets. Wisconsin remains undefeated, 18-0, ranked number one in the Big Ten. They've now won in 30 consecutive sets. Up next, their toughest opponent yet, number two-ranked Nebraska. College football, the Badgers with a road game Saturday against head coach Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini in Champaign. Braden Locke will start at quarterback for Wisconsin, in for the injured Tanner Mordecai. NFL. The Packers had a long practice outdoors getting ready for Sunday's game in Denver.
That's just this league, and you got to prepare to be your best each and every week. And I know Denver's a very tough place to play, so we have to have a great week of preparation.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Once again, running back Aaron Jones is expected to play. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, suffered week one against the Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
So here's the deal. We are at noon now. Noon until 2. And part of the reason is that as the president of the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn Direct Fan Club, Matt Flynn is expanding the show. Again, I had nothing to do with it, but we're expanding Matt Flynn here at Civic Media to 2 hours. So he will start at 2 o'clock and go till 4. So we're very pleased to be following our good friends As Goes Wisconsin for right now, Jane and Greg, and then Kristen will be back sometime the first part of the year from maternity leave, and then it's us for a couple of hours while you eat your soup and and sandwich, and then you get Matt Flynn in the mid-afternoon. So that is the lineup now moving forward.
You know, we could add to your list of possible names for the show and just like a soup and sandwich with Todd or something.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I could go for some soup and a sandwich.
And I was talking to our executive producer, Chris Pauls, over the weekend, and we are going to be doing some like on-location lunch things. So kind of make a big deal about being over lunchtime.
Ooh.
So yeah, we'll be taking the show on the road here in short order and hopeful to see you out on the road as well. So a big program today. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's happening in the speaker's race out in Washington, D.C. There are now no less than 9 candidates on the ballot for the speakership for Republicans. We'll talk about each and every one. And are there any that are any good at all? As my grandparents used to say, we'll see. We'll find out. Perhaps even of more interest to Wisconsin listeners and viewers is the very strange Congressperson Derek Van Orden, Republican of the 3rd Congressional District, who took a powder on the last speaker vote on Friday, went in the middle of the night. Reports are he didn't even tell his staff and took off to Israel and is a rogue actor out there, quite frankly, putting American lives in danger. We'll explain that, explain what's going on with Derek. Well, I don't know what's going on with Derek Van Orden, but we'll at least explain what he's been up to and try to get to the bottom of why he is doing it. Also, we'll talk about, don't forget, there is still a war happening in Ukraine. The Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, in the Senate, appearing on Face the Nation, telling you what he is saying and why he is very similar in thinking to President Joe Biden. We'll talk about that as well. And coming up in hour two, a new segment here on the Todd Allball Show called What's Worse? We'll ask you what is worse. We'll give you two options, what's worse, and then have you call in. So all of that coming up today on the big show. And, of course, invite your comments as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Have a good weekend, Mr. Somers. Haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had a board game convention that I went to over the weekend.
And how was that?
It went well. I ended up having to stay home for part of it because on Friday morning, I was going to leave and come here and board for town call. And then I kind of felt a little under the weather, felt like I was going to pass out. So I had to just go sit somewhere cold, eat some food, and then go home for a while. So I ended up missing some of it. But the parts that I got to go to were a lot of fun.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. That's fantastic. And glad to be back with you on another weekday for back to school and back to work. It is the noon edition, the brand new time slot, the Todd Allball Show. We'll be back, kick it off after this. You're listening across Wisconsin, around the world, to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether shopping online or in person, Knucklehead CBD and Vapes has everything you're looking for. From Delta 8, 9, and 10 to THCB, THCA, HHC, and more. And don't forget about all wellness flower. It comes in a variety of isomers. Find jars, pre-rolls, and cigs online or at the shop. Plus, check out Knucklehead's Wellness Weekend Sale featuring a fantastic 15% discount on all their top quality hemp products, CBD, and Delta products. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes. Ignite your well-being at knuckleheads.shop or at 550 State Street in Madison. Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 62. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 56. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 75. Upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday with storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the 12 noon hour. Mr. Zomer is on the board. Glad to have you along with us. Invite you to join the party. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. And then, of course, you can contact us on the Civic Media app. You don't have the app, you say? Well, let me just tell you something. If you're unfamiliar, because if you haven't listened to us during the noon hour before, here's the deal. I'm kind of a common sense type of guy. And the only time better to download the Civic Media app than today was yesterday. And we can't do anything about that. Yesterday's gone, as the Beatles once said. Or something like that. But you can do it today. Go to your favorite app store on your iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic. That's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up, a little C, a little M logo. You click on that puppy. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. F-R-E-E, gratis, no dinero. It won't cost you a dime. You download it. Open it up. You can listen to our show and all the great Civic Media programming. It won't cost you a thing. That's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal.
It really is a pretty slick app. Another famous Todd Howard, once said, it just works.
Really? Is that what he said? It just works. All right. Very good. It does work. So here's the deal. What we have going on out in Washington, D.C. is nothing short of a nine-ring circus. Or at least a three-ring circus. What a breakdown for you today. The latest on the speaker's race for the House of Representatives. I spent almost 5 years working for a member of Congress. Scott Klug represented the 2nd District here in South Central Wisconsin back in the 90s. Things have certainly changed. So I have a little insight. I was the district director for a time, ran the Wisconsin office, so I spent most of my time here in Madison, but I also spent some time out on the Hill in Washington, D.C. So I'm a slightly familiar firsthand knowledge of the protocol of what happens in the House of Representatives. This is a crap show. It is terrible for the American people. It's even worse for our national security. We are now in arguably the most dangerous time for Americans and America since 9/11 internationally, with what's happening with the attack on Israel and the destabilization of the Mideast. We are now less than a month away from another off-the-cliff financial incident of a government shutdown. And there is no one who is running the House of Representatives to negotiate with the Senate or the White House on either a continuing resolution or a solution for government funding during the holidays. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Republicans decided to throw out Kevin McCarthy. Next up was Steve Scalise. He couldn't get the votes. Then Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan. We say that, of course, Matt Flynn, a Matt Flynn direct, first place I heard it. He wrestled at the University of Wisconsin here in Madison. Big time wrestler here, very decorated. Went on to be an assistant coach at the Ohio State University. And during his time as an assistant coach, it has been alleged by multiple wrestlers that the team physician was sexually assaulting them. And under oath, these wrestlers said that Jim Jordan, not he was told about it, he was asked to help them, and he did nothing. He turned his back. Then when he decided to have this congressional career, he called them, allegedly, in tears, begging them not to say anything because it could hurt his congressional and political career. The team doctor who allegedly committed all these acts, several acts, on several different young men of sexual assault at Ohio State died by suicide, killed himself. And the whole case just kind of disappeared because the main person was gone. And Jim Jordan has basically got off scot-free. Don't forget, he was also the key guy, according to Liz Cheney, a Republican who helped co-chair the bipartisan January 6th committee meeting, or committee. Jim Jordan, according to the January 6th committee, was one of the key cogs helping former President Trump in attempting the insurrection. Not attempting, it was insurrection. Attempting the takeover, the coup, of denying a legitimate vote in 2020. That's who we're dealing with. And thankfully, enough Republicans stood up to Jim Jordan last week and said no. On the floor, Jim Jordan got 112 votes. Not enough to be speaker at 217. They went into closed caucus and took secret ballots. All right? A little bit different. On the floor, you have to. Everybody knows how you voted. In the closed caucus, it's a secret ballot. And there he got 86 votes. Went from 112 to 86, and that sealed his fate. He knew he could not win that caucus and be the speaker. So then it's been open season all weekend. Elaine Stefanik, who basically now is the ranking person, the Republican caucus is trying to, she apparently doesn't want the job herself. Some people, including me, thought that she might step up and try to get the job herself. She's the person, by the way, that replaced Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney was the number three person in the caucus behind Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise. She was thrown out of her caucus leadership position because she had the audacity to vote in favor of impeaching Donald Trump after January 6th. So they put in Elise Stefanik. So now we have these nine folks who are running for Speaker of the House. And we're going to break them down for you. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So up first, and perhaps the best of a bad bunch, is Tom Emmer of Minnesota. He's the majority, the House Majority Whip. Emmer is the presumptive front runner to be the next speaker nominee. McCarthy supports him, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, apparently. And here's one of the key things that make him kind of the best of a bad bunch. He did not vote to throw out the results of the 2020 election. Okay, so that's the bar we're at here. Okay, he actually recognized that the election was legitimate and he did not vote to overturn or throw out the results. However, Emmer did sign on to a Supreme Court amicus brief in support of throwing out votes in various states. So the guy isn't exactly pure here on supporting free and fair elections, but at least he didn't vote to throw out the results entirely of 2020. He's from Minnesota, Midwest guy. We're going to talk about why he probably doesn't have a chance because of Trump in a minute. Next up, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, a four-term congressman, announced his bid on Saturday night. He did vote to throw out the election results in 2020. So that's Mike Johnson. Then you got Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, the chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee. He's in as well. He also...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 54. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 50. Overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Bid for a speakership. The former President Trump privately conveyed to allies on Friday he does not back House Majority Whip Tom Emmer's bid for speaker, throwing another wrench into an already chaotic process to find the next person to hold the gavel. We'll come back and talk about that. Also, give you information on Derek Van Orden, Republican from Western Wisconsin. He just left the country. I'm not making this up. Went rogue. Put American hostages at risk. Come back, take your calls, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. For the first time, aid trucks allowed to cross today into Gaza. Just 20 before Egypt again closed its border crossing, no Americans were allowed out. Aiden Tawel, a 10-year-old Palestinian-American boy from Salt Lake City, came to Gaza to visit his grandfather, now trapped there, describing what he's seen.
All of the streets are, like, they're bombed. You can't even come. Sometimes you're just scared to go in your car and drive for 10 minutes. Maybe they'll bomb you. No one knows.
Protests worldwide calling for a ceasefire in Washington today. A national march for Gaza. This as an Israeli incursion into Gaza now seems imminent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convening his cabinet today to discuss the expected invasion. One cabinet minister saying there was broad consensus in the government that there'll have to be a buffer zone in Gaza to keep Palestinians away from the border. This is ABC News.
For WMDX News, I'm Terry Bell. Wages are growing in Wisconsin, 5% higher than last year. That's the 16th best growth rate in the country for the third quarter. Factory workers got the biggest raises, averaging 8.4%. The leisure and hospitality sector was close behind at 7.6%. Production workers saw their wages go down a little more than 3% compared to the third quarter of last year. American Family Insurance says its website was the target of a cyber attack. A spokeswoman says there's no evidence any important information was compromised, including customers' personal information. The American Family issue comes right after QuickTrip confirmed a cybersecurity incident caused disruptions to its network and systems. It appears the two incidents are not connected. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, WMDX News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
This is Pat Slattery of Slattery's Automotive Service in Verona. Established in 1973, I've been servicing and repairing cars in the Madison community for nearly 50 years. You can trust me to tell you what your car really needs and fix it right the first time. Give me a call at 608-848-6123 to schedule an appointment today. Slattery's Automotive Service, your trusted choice for local service and repairs for all your automotive needs.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Cool, cool, considerate set. We'll dance together to the same minuet. To the right, ever to the right, never to the left, forever to the right. Let our creed be never to exceed regulated speed, no matter what the need. Come sing Hosanna, Hosanna. Emblazoned on our banner is keep cool.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. It is now 12:33 on Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. A little dial that up a little bit for you. It's a great show. 1776. That's from the movie version. It was a great Broadway show. And that's from the movie version of 1776, a song called Cool, Cool, Considerate Men, which is kind of a play. It was really, you know, instead of saying cool, cool, conservative men, you know, those considerate men. And, you know, it's all around, you know, Declaration of Independence, 1776. And you had the slave owners in the South, who are the conservatives, who didn't want to really declare independence from England because they liked it. They liked being in the slave trade and the rum trade. and making a lot of money. And so they want to be conservative, cool, principled. Don't ruffle feathers. Just go along, keep making money. It's the same principle we have in Washington, D.C. right now. These conservative men, always to the right, never to the left, always to the right. By the way, Mr. Zomer, especially for those listening to the break, if you look up irony in the dictionary, our last break was it. Here we are in our new time slot, noon until 2, and there's a promo running for the show from 1 until 3. That's fantastic.
That. We'll fix that.
That's also fantastic.
Hey, there's one positive thing about it, and it's that the promo was you saying something inspirational as opposed to somebody making fun of you.
We've made improvement. We've made improvement.
We have.
So that's fantastic. But yes, we're here now noon until 2, Monday through Friday. Despite what you may hear on the radio and otherwise, we are here noon until 2, at least until further notice. We'll see how long that lasts. But get back to the matter at hand here. These Republicans, these conservative Republicans, it goes to show you, and look, I don't really take any glee in this because I want our country to work, right? I think it's the same thing when the tradition has been up until Donald Trump that the outgoing president leaves the incoming president a note. A handwritten note that goes into the desk drawer in the Oval Office. And usually, as time moves on, these notes are made public. Carter did it for Reagan. Reagan for H.W. Bush. H.W. Bush for Clinton. Clinton for W. Bush. W. Bush for Obama. Obama for Trump, I believe. And that's kind of where it ended. One of the most heartfelt ones that I ever read was George H.W. Bush, who lost in a bid for a second term to kind of a bitter campaign to Bill Clinton. George H.W. Bush, the elder, could not have written a better, kinder note to Bill Clinton. They said, you're our president now. I want you to succeed because I want our country to succeed. That's been the tradition that's held America together, one of the many. And so I don't take glee in seeing this chaos in the House Speaker's race because it's bad for America. We are in one of the most dangerous times in American history since 9/11, certainly. It's a tinderbox right now in the Middle East as far as diplomacy and security. Thank God Joe Biden is in the Oval Office. But we need a Speaker of the House. It is the second in line behind the Vice President to the presidency. Number one, there has to be an order of succession. Number two, we need the House of Representatives to vote on more aid, not just for Israel, but for Ukraine, which we're going to get to in a minute. Not to mention here at home, we need to have an actual budget passed, spending passed, in less than 30 days, or we're going to have a government shutdown. Military folks will not get paid. Government officials will not. I'm not talking about elected officials. I'm talking about the people that do the hard work to keep government running. That's why we need a speaker's race. And at a time when we need a speaker's race, or a speaker rather, a couple of people trying to thwart that. Number one, before the break, by the way, you could join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. Also join us on the Civic Media app. You can text us there as well. According to Politico, Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, saying that he's opposed to Tom Emmer becoming Speaker. From Minnesota. Trump's conversations come as Emmer has been privately expressing an interest in the post. Now it's official. Minnesota Republican been making calls to fellow lawmakers. But a sustained offensive from Trump, according to Politico, if one materializes, and now it has, could spell doom, as any candidate for the job might be exposed to. by a handful of votes. The former president's top allies are already working to thwart Emmer's candidacy. Trump supporters have been passing around opposition research on the Congress member, and the pro-Trump War Room podcast on Friday afternoon turned into an Emmer bash fest. During an appearance of the program, top Trump advisor Boris noted that Emmer had yet to endorse Trump in the Republican presidential primary. Quote, if somebody is so out of step with where the Republican electorate is, where the MAGA base movement is, how can they even be in the conversation? They said, quote, we need a MAGA speaker. That's what it comes down to. Because if you look at the numbers, if you look at the energy, if you look at the heat, this is the Trump party. This is the MAGA party. It is no longer the old school khaki establishment Republican party, unquote. That's the narrative out there, folks. And of course, you probably saw late last week, Republican members who did not vote for Jim Jordan, the Trump anointed candidate, it was verified by members of the press that their spouses were getting death threats, texts, emails, phone calls from the MAGA base. Continuing this streak of violence in the Republican Party, the MAGA Party. This is where we're at. That unless you pledge your support and loyalty to Donald Trump, you will be attacked by your own party. Not just politically, but threats of actual violent attacks, physical attacks, certainly online attacks. It's absolutely sick. Let's go to the text line. WMDX Angie from Monroe was just down to Monroe yesterday. Beautiful, by the way. Beautiful. The fall colors were spectacular in Monroe. Shout out to Kurt and Florcy. Buddy the dog took a little walk. Beautiful down Monroe. Here's Angie from Monroe. Is someone like Jim Jordan, if someone like Jim Jordan got in, we are in big trouble. Neither the president nor the vice president could be in the same spot ever until the speaker gets out of that position. Well, that's unquote, by the way. I mean, I would certainly be fearful if Jim Jordan were the speaker. Thank God that does not appear to be happening. But who else could pop? I mean, which other these people that are out there, could any of them win? What they're going to do is they're going to have a secret ballot in closed caucus either tonight or tomorrow. And it should come down to a couple of people. And then supposedly they're going to take that, those two people that finish in the top two, they'll take that to the floor of the House of Representatives to try to actually elect a speaker on the floor. But there is zero indication right now that any of them could get to 217. Meanwhile, according to the Capital Times, we were reported on this last week, Derek Van Orden, congressperson from the 3rd Congressional District, Republican, took off in the middle of the night after Thursday. There are reports over the weekend that not even Derek Van Orden's staff knew that he was leaving the country. Left before the final vote on Jim Jordan, so left his, all of his constituents in the 3rd District did not have a voice in the speaker vote end of last week because Derek Van Orden decided to go to Israel on his own, not part of a congressional delegation, not part of leadership, not part of the military, just went to stir things up. Meanwhile, you have 20 at least American hostages being held by Hamas, and delicate negotiations are going on to secure them, and at least 200 Americans in Palestine trying to get out. And Derek Van Orden is over there stirring things up. He is attacking the president of the United States on foreign soil. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. That is known to be a diplomatic no-no, completely against any rules of Congress. And he sends out a barrage of odd, strange tweets over the weekend. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, appreciate you calling in. What say you?
Hi, thank you for the stories today. In fact, I just called his office to say we do not want any of those election deniers sitting in the House seat, but I didn't know if he was there or not. He's alarming. Mm-hmm. He's alarming.
You're talking about Van Orden.
He needs to have a psyche eval immediately. He's lost it. I mean, you know, the outburst and things that he has. And then a military person knows you're never supposed to do something like that, so it's not out of stupidity that he's over there either. There's something really wrong going on with that guy, and they need to pay attention to him. And I hope that the military's watching him with that kind of stuff going on. That's ridiculous. Oh, anyway, I wanted to bring up Emmer.
Yeah,
he voted to confirm the election results. And isn't he from Minnesota?
From Minnesota, and yes, he did. What he did was he didn't vote to overturn the overall results in 2020, but he and Jeff Timmer, who's been on our show, the former head of the Michigan Republican Party, said this: both Emmer and Scott of Georgia signed on to Paxton of Texas's lawsuit trying to nullify the votes in Pennsylvania. So none of these nine actually clear the bar for supporting the most basic test of democracy, that is supporting free and fair elections. That from Jeff Timmer. So yes, we can say at least Emmer from Minnesota said, look, I'm not going to vote to overturn the overall election, but he did sign on to this amicus brief to the Supreme Court to overturn Pennsylvania's election.
Boy, this is scary. We don't have much of options here, do we? I mean, this is unbelievable what happened to. I wish people wake up. I know of Republicans that don't even know what the devil's going on. They still support their party. They have no idea. And then to see that 60 Minutes, all the president's friends pointing out, you know, what Trump was saying and the things. I mean, these people got to wake up. I mean, the ones that still follow him and adore him need to wake up, because he's very dangerous. But not only him, it's the people that want to keep him in power because they benefit. And I'd love to know the big money that's behind the Republican Party now, that's totally just disabled what they really stand for, because there's money pumping in there and there's people in there that are leading these guys. It ain't Trump by himself. If the power brokers said no more of this kind of behavior, they wouldn't be doing it. So they're going to milk this as long as they can, as hopefully Trump's in prison pretty gal dang soon for all the stuff he's pulled. But the other ones need to go too. Thank you. I didn't mean to go on and on.
No, always a pleasure. Thank you, Gene. Always appreciate it, Gene LeClaire. Gene brings up a lot of important points, but here's what I want to just focus on for a moment. Look, I've you know, told a couple of jokes at Derek Van Orden's expense in the past. Tried to make it more lighthearted, always just rather than being an attack dog. Look, the guy lost a daughter earlier last fall, and we didn't say a word about Derek Van Orden for almost a month and a half to give him time, he and his family, appropriately to grieve. But I honestly hope that someone is checking on Derek Van Orden, because the guy definitely is not well. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Hallbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A chance?
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High of 54, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 50. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 46.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Israel sent out a long, rambling email to his constituents. It looks like he wrote it himself, saying that he was, quote, keeping a promise to Jews, unquote. Now, look, a lot of my friends are Jewish. I support Israel on this. I certainly also have called out and said that all loss of life is terrible. And I hope that I support getting humanitarian relief into Palestine, into Gaza. But I stand firm with Israel on this, a right for it to self-defend. I don't equivocate about that. And we saw last week, and I read a lot of articles over the weekend, this whole thing about a hospital in Gaza, quote-unquote, being bombed. And more as the facts come out, it appears, keyword appears, that this whole narrative that that was an attack from Israel was false and perpetuated by Hamas, Iran, and others on the internet. And that the actual facts are that this was a rogue missile from Hamas that accidentally went off and caused this destruction. Meanwhile, mainstream media started reporting a different narrative. And it gets very murky very quickly on here. So the fact is that Israel remains under attack and they have a right to defend themselves. So I have no problem saying that. But Derek Van Orden decides to just go off on this rogue mission, not part of a congressional delegation, because he feels he has some personal thing he has to do, which makes no sense at all. And again, as someone who worked for a member of Congress, your boss doesn't just go and do international trips on the fly. It doesn't happen. These things are supposed to be coordinated. And in the meantime, you have now 20, apparently, U.S. hostages being held by Hamas. You have 200 Americans trying to get out of Gaza and Palestine. And there are high-level negotiations in the Secretary of State's office with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And this is like a tinderbox, you understand? Being run through Qatar. Gutter, whichever you prefer. And one rogue member of Congress in that region saying inflammatory things could mean death to American hostages being held by Hamas. This guy is rogue and he is dangerous. I want to go to the text line for a minute. WMDX West from Milton says, honestly, I empathize with those with mental health and substance abuse issues. I work with them often. I have family and friends that have been afflicted with those challenges. If Derek Van Orden has an affliction such as that, I feel for him on a human level and hope he gets the help he needs. That said, my spidey senses that he is simply a self-important D-bag. being a gigantic one is not a mental health diagnosis. And from my armchair, that's how I feel like he is acting, unquote. Yes, I have said as well, anybody facing mental health challenges needs help. But of course, thanks to Tammy Baldwin, there is a line, 988. You can simply call that 988 and get help. I don't know what's going on with Derek Van Orden. All I know is a couple of things. He claims to be a 26-year veteran, a Navy SEAL. I've never put on the uniform. I have deep respect for anyone who does. Said that all kinds of times on this show. But what interests me is he tweeted out a picture of himself from Israel this weekend, Derek Van Orden did, wearing a flak jacket, bulletproof vest, plates, whichever you want to call them. And the way he's wearing it, it exposed basically his heart level, and it's like around his belly almost. And a lot of Republican, not a lot, there were a couple of Republican former veterans from the 3rd District that said, look, I voted for you, but I've never seen a military person, let alone someone who says they were a Navy SEAL, wearing plates like that. It's not the way that a Navy SEAL would wear armor. Also, and I've asked this question before, where are Derek Van Orden's former colleagues, the SEALs that he served with? Not just another SEAL, but the ones he served with. Because it doesn't matter whether it was John Kerry on the Democratic side or John McCain on the Republican side. When they ran for office, they had their fellow military personnel with them, their veterans that stood beside them and said, hey, I can vouch for this guy. Where is that with Derek Van Orden? If you're in the 3rd District, ask yourself those questions. And Dave Zweifel, great article in the Cap Times over the weekend, says the state's 3rd Congressional District, which sent a mild-mannered Democrat, Ron Kind, to represent them for 26 years, and a soft-spoken Republican, Steve Gunderson, for 16 years before that, switched gears and picked the bombastic Van Orden to take their place. A little gerrymandering to that district helped as well. Perhaps true to his status as a Navy veteran and SEAL, Van Orden talks like a proverbial drunken sailor whenever he gets angry, which apparently is often. He made headlines this summer when he threw a tantrum directed at teenagers working summer internships for their members of Congress in the Capitol. Angered the kids were taking a break by sitting on the floor of the rotunda, he called the pages jackasses, quote unquote, and, quote, pieces of S, I won't say the word, and told them that he didn't give an F-bomb who you are when they tried to explain. Van Orden, Zweifel says in his piece, like all too many of his Republican colleagues, Van Orden made up a lie, contending that they were disrespecting the soldiers buried underneath the rotunda, something that never was the case. But he was at it again a few days ago, when he became verbally abusive during a briefing by the Biden administration that they were giving members of Congress about the Hamas attack on Israel. Van Orden was described as acting belligerent towards the briefers when he asked questions, cursing at them and calling them pathetic. When the others in the room booed him, he turned and directed a couple of F-bombs at them. Zweifel says, maybe he thinks this is still the Navy. He tried to explain this tirade. And then there was a day Zweifel writes, when members of Congress were bona fide leaders in Washington. Today, too many of them are bona fide clowns. The writings of Dave Zweifel from the Capital Times over the weekend. This is serious business. And we have news on the other side that American forces in the region have come under attack. Apparently, there are no casualties. We're going to give you that news on the other side and what's been going on. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Hallball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
Administration. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.